Aloha, and welcome to another Parts Subject-Specific Class Overview. Today we're going to talk about the art of the possible. Throughout everything that we do in life, we try and be good at what we do. The trick with a lot of that is many times we don't know what good looks like. Nobody tells us what good is. Of course, in athletics or in school, we do have measures. You have races, so the fastest or the person who can jump the highest in school, grade point averages, etc. But what happens to us in the family? What happens to us at work? We need to know what it is that we need to be good at. We also need to know how good we can be. That's dealing with potential, which you've heard a lot of in these overviews and we'll hear a lot more of during the classes. I try and help people achieve their potential. Our teaching style is slightly different. We use a Socratic method. We ask questions. We pose questions. We don't want to give you all the answers. We want you to be able to work them out. I used to teach education at university, and my job was to instruct people how to teach others. And yes, you teach to a curriculum, but one of the main points that I tried to get across to everybody is that I want you to teach people to be able to teach themselves. What we deal with in life at our job is we've got facilities, we've got inventories, technology, purchasing. We have employee development. We have all manner of different things that we have to deal with. And in each of those areas, we need to excel. In our class on the balanced scorecard, we talk about internal excellence, needing innovation, which is technology and training and tooling. Einstein had a very interesting point. If you continue to do everything you've always done in the same manner, you're going to continue to get the same results. He called that insanity. This class tries to develop clarity on how to understand what the possibilities are. You need to have performance goals. You need to have skill set reviews. You need to have many different things in the form of strategies and goals. And all of those are covered in this very detailed and progressive class. I hope this overview helped you get a better understanding of what is covered in this class, and I look forward to talking with you about another class in the future.